Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, no hiding place, the invisible big brother. And that's dealing with the coming Antichrist and his global control over all of humanity on the face of the globe. Perhaps you say that's an impossibility. Perhaps you say that I don't see how that can take place. I believe it's as a result of what we have today with the technology that's in place today that is entirely possible. Not just possible, it is very, very real. In fact, let me just go through a few of the strategies by which this will take place in the last days. We're talking about prophecy, the eschatological future, what God has for mankind on the face of the globe. I don't know about you, but as I think about this subject today, I rejoice even more to know that I'm saved, blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, and the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure of the Christian, I'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world, and I won't go through the tribulation days with the Antichrist in charge. But we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the pieces of the puzzle coming together. Here's an article that says, Gold Star on your license. What does it mean, and how do you get one? Do you have a gold star on your Florida driver's license? If so, that means you are REALID, Real ID compliant. Real ID compliant is a nationwide effort to improve the integrity and security of state-issued driver's license and identification cards, which in turn will help fight terrorism and reduce identity fraud. It's always on that basis, ladies and gentlemen, that we're fighting identity fraud, we're fighting terrorism, and therefore common citizens, the average citizen, the good person, the ones that have not broken any laws, we're the ones then that fully embrace and accept it on the basis that it's going to help us. This article further says, Florida is a federal real ID compliant state, meaning that driver's license and identification cards meet federal law security standards when confirming a person's identity. If you've come into our office to renew your driver's license in the last several years, chances are you already are a real ID, REALID, compliant and have a gold star on your license. This, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is now in the state of Florida and will be fully implemented, I understand, across the nation by the mid part of year 2020. Here's another article talking about it. Got a gold star on your license? You'll need one to fly starting next year. In fact, October the 1st of 2020, you cannot fly unless any of the states that has the gold star driver's license identification. You will not be able to fly. You will not be able to get on a commercial flight if you do not have that. It's Dateline Miami. Have you heard about the Real ID compliant driver's license? You'll need to make sure that you're familiar with the term and that you have one in your wallet if you plan to do any traveling commercially anytime after October the 1st of 2020. The new rule applies to every traveler who is 18 years old or older starting in the fall of 2020. Real ID compliant cards are generally marked with a star located in the upper portion of the card. The Transportation Security Administration on its website stated, quote, if you're not sure, contact your state driver's license agency to know how to obtain one, end quote. That's going across America, and by the latter portion of 2020, every state in the United States of America, if you have a driver's license, you will have a microchip in that that will allow you to be absolutely traced every place on the face of the globe. This article says the Real ID Act is called what was actually passed by Congress in 2005, enacted after 9/11, commissioned recommended by the federal government to set standards for the issuance of the sources of identifications. Ladies and gentlemen, your identification will be indelibly marked by that chip. And by the way, this is one of the things that's a little antagonizing for me. There's a battle between with the socialist Marxist Democrats that say they don't want identification required to vote. But yet, by the latter part of next year, to get on an airplane and travel, you're going to have an ID with a microchip in it that allows you to be traced. You're not supposed to be traced at a voting booth where you will be identified whether or not you're legal or illegal voting. But it's all right to have you traced if you're going to get on an airplane and go someplace or any other driver's license location of what you would do where your license may be checked. By the way, that microchip in your driver's license will include all of your record, all of your driving record, your military record, everything about you, and eventually it would also include everything about you, including your medical record. That is the major, major universal identification card that shall be used in the years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us that we're watching these things come about. We're watching it take place. And today, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the driver's license that's tracing and tracking information, but today in China, every human being is traced via a microchip. Drones and cameras are tracing with facial identification recognition and with drones following the individual, and by the chip tracing system, every human being in China today is being traced. Here's an article that says, 1 month, 500,000 face scans, how China is using the artificial intelligence to profile minorities. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing that is frightening. It tells us where we're going in totality of society. And I want to talk about it today in this broadcast. Not only is this found in China, but it has already been introduced and is now operative in the United States of America, unknown to the general public. And you may or may not understand the fact that you are being traced today. You are identified today. Your total identification, your total history, all about you is already in databanks on a global basis today, controlled not at this point by all by the federal government, but by the social media in particular, which when the Antichrist steps on the scene, he'll be in total control of. But this article says 1 month, 500,000 face scans, how China is using artificial intelligence to profile minority. Now, documents and interviews show that the authorities are also using a vast secret system of advanced facial recognition technology to track and to control human beings in China. It is the first known example of government intentionally using artificial intelligence for profiling, according to experts. The practice makes China a pioneer in applying next-generation technology to watch all of its people, potentially ushering in a new era of automated control. Ladies and gentlemen, the article says the New York Times has also reviewed databases used by the police, government, and procuring documents and advertising material distributed by the AI company that makes the system. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be naive and think that this is not in the American system today, if you want to somehow, some way believe that it's just isolated to China and Big Brother is not using it today, then we need to have a little conference about what is real and what is not real. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, no hiding place, the invisible Big Brother. You can call in 831-0917, 831-0917, have dialogue and discussion about this. Perhaps you have questions about the coming Antichrist. Perhaps you have questions about the prophetic text, the eschatological text, about where we're going in a globe, on a globe where this is potential and where it's also being inculcated today. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with your question and comment, please. Did we lose our caller? Okay, we evidently lost the caller.
Hello.
Hey, there's the caller.
Hello.
Your question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Go ahead, yes.
Hey, hold on a second here. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you. Also hear another voice, too, so go ahead.
This is funny, because you're not on the air with Dr. Youngblood. You're on the air with Greg, and I'm not sure if Roger in the studio knows what's going on with this thing.
I don't know, Greg. Are you on the air now?
I don't think so.
You're on the air now. Well, go ahead with your question or comment, your dialogue.
I was calling to tell it there's no hiding place in the air anymore, because as of 2020, all small private airplanes have to have a transponder that gives your tail number out, so they know exactly who you are and where you're at.
That's Big Brother watching. Yes, absolutely. Whether it is a small plane or a larger plane, whatever mode of transportation, you have the chips in the automobiles, in the computer systems, you have the chips in your telephones. If you open your telephone, even when your telephone is not turned on, that chip is being monitored and you're being followed. You can be located within a 36-inch location of where you're located on the face of the globe. You're exactly right. I believe we have the other caller on the line. Go ahead, Greg, with your question or comment.
It's amazing to me, as you realize we're being watched by all these different sources, and this is an element that the Antichrist will have easy access to. It will be almost as though he's omniscient because of this level of technology. But, I mean, even your communication, you're sitting at home. I was chatting with a youth minister recently, and we were talking about a series of things. When we got on, of all things, and I love chatting about it, carbon 14. And I mentioned, well, you know, there's something called the Seuss effect, Dr. Seuss, S-U-E-S-S. And I spelled this out to him. And the next day, I get an advertisement for Dr. Seuss books I mean, I'm 50 years old. I'm not buying any Dr. Seuss book. Well, maybe I will. I've got a grandson. In any case, it was just amazing to me, and I've done this. This has happened over and over. Have a conversation around your phone. Have a conversation around your phone and just talk about something crazy. Talk about walruses or an octopus, or, and keep using that word over and over. And see whether or not in your feeds, whether it be Facebook or even your email, see if something doesn't pop up where they talk about a walrus exhibit. They're listening all the time. And they're using this for marketing, but the Antichrist is going to use it for control purposes. You can just see it just as clear as if it were written on the wall.
Absolutely. In fact, Greg, it's an interesting thing that you say that, because when we think about where we're headed and what we're going to be doing eschatologically, and you look at Revelation 13, it's very, very clear what the Antichrist will do. And by the way, the Antichrist is found in Daniel 7, Daniel 11, Matthew chapter 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, Revelation 13, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not just an isolated book in the Bible. This is really so important, I believe, for people to understand the coming Antichrist, who he is and what his background will be like, and the power that he'll have. It would be the total, absolute, unfettered demonic power. But we're talking about what is taking place today with this facial recognition and artificial intelligence. And just as you said a moment ago, you can research something online. And for example, I mentioned it to my bride this morning. I was just recently looking at shoes online with Johnson Murphy Shoes. They'd sent a notice of special, and I was looking at that to see if anything was on sale. And all of a sudden then, for the past week after that, on both sides of the page, when I pull up the pages online, both sides of the page are advertising shoes. And so it's showing that you're being tracked with everything that you do online. That's Big Brother. Here's an article that says, from travel and retail to banking, China's facial recognition system are becoming part of daily life. The article briefly says, then, the growing number of public and commercial applications of facial recognition in China may bolster the nation's wider push to lead the world in artificial intelligence. The article then further says, this group represents the first wave of police officers in China equipped with such special glasses that allows them to screen passengers as part of the tightened security. The article further states, they are also the latest example of how China is moving ahead of the rest of the world in making facial recognition technology a part of people's everyday life. And the point being, Greg, in China, police officers are armed with facial recognition glasses, that as they look through the lens of the glasses, it will be able to do a close-up view of that face that they're focusing on. Their eyes are focusing on the individual face. The glasses picks that up, stores it in the memory banks of the data control system in China. And it is fascinating when you watch what is taking place, and it's all being embraced as a special technology with the facial recognition, artificial intelligence. And even in America, there are multitudes of corporate entities that are wanting to use that and are embracing that. And especially when it comes to the social media, they're doing that very thing. This article says also, another article, in China, these facial recognition glasses are helping police to catch criminals. The adoption of the glasses represents a breakthrough in security as the police force shifts from being manpower intensive to technology powered. The smart glasses, as they're called, ability to operate over distances is expected to significantly improve the efficiency of the police and the railway stations in China. So, Greg, what we're talking about is the coming time when there'll be no such thing as a hiding place. There'll be no invisibility. Everything will be visible. Big Brother will see and know and control all of it.
Yes, the interesting thing is, you know, we see the governments doing it, like in China, with the assistance of Google and Google spinoff subsidiaries, whatever. If it can be done in China, it can be done anywhere in the world, because they're dealing with such a massive population, and it's already been done there. And our government has moved slowly into that arena. In that, you know, today in the state of Florida, I think they use a little star. If your driver's license in the state of Florida has a little star on it, it indicates the state has already recovered or seized some biometric data. When they shoot your picture, they're doing a facial scan or something along that line. I think Homeland Security at the national level has kind of laid out these prescriptions. The state of Tennessee, I believe the date is sometime in 2020. All these licenses have to be updated. If you intend to get a passport using a Tennessee driver's license. It has to be updated with the biometric data.
Yes, in fact, so across America, by October 1st of 2020, every state in the nation must have the STAR driver's license, the Gold STAR driver's license. In that microchip in the driver's license will have all of your data, all of your information, the facial recognition, so that any port that you go through, any if you please, pass that you go through across the nation with the toll bridges, toll passes, et cetera, it will automatically recognize your face and identify you as being good or bad or so forth. In fact, the thing that makes it so dangerous with the facial recognition, the artificial intelligence. Here's an article that says China is killing religious and ethnic minorities and harvesting their organs, according to the United Nations Human Rights Council. And this is where it gets dangerous, because in China today, with the facial recognition system, and they also have a social credit system where whether you're a good person or bad person, you're on the social credit list and you build up points. And we'll talk about that in a moment also, Greg. But it says China's killing the religious and ethnic minorities. The Chinese government is harvesting and selling organs from persecuted Christians and ethnic minorities on an industrial scale, according to the Human Rights Council with the UN. Speaking at the council's headquarters in Geneva on Tuesday, lawyer Hamid Sabeed presented the findings of the China Tribunal, an independent tribunal, on alleged allegations of forced organ harvesting. It concluded that there was clear evidence China has been extracting organs from and thereby killing members of the minority, including Christians. Detainees were killed in order to cut open while still alive and take their kidneys, their livers, their heart, the lungs, cornea, and skin to be removed and turned into commodities for sale on a global basis. And that is the thing that is so, all of it is problematic. But Greg, that makes it more problematic when you understand the persecution of Christians today in China, where churches are being closed, Bibles are being burned, and where they are now removing the Ten Commandments and requiring, rather than the Ten Commandments, that it be the statements and the sayings from the Chinese president, it be posted in all of the churches rather than the Ten Commandments. We're watching the movement, the stage being set for the Antichrist to step on the scene and bring about the total global control through the what is called the social credit system that is now in China and is coming about in the United States of America. I am highly concerned about it, but I don't know that most people have their eyes open and understand, Greg, what it portends and where it's going. And right now, many people will say, well, they don't have my data. They don't have my information. Greg, if you'll allow me just take a minute, I'm going to go down a list. We can talk about these then after we've covered this. You can think about what all the government has on you, what all you have that allows them to have the totality of who you are. And this net will be drawn when the Antichrist steps on the scene, ladies and gentlemen. The government already has mega information about you and me. Driver's license, make, model, automobile, color of the car, et cetera, et cetera. All your passport information, where you travel, where your extended family lives, who you see, your immigration documents, birth records, where you were born, when you were born, your ethnicity, public school records, all about your parents. In fact, more and more is gathered each day in public schools about parents and family connectivity than any other place. The college application that you've turned in, all of your educational background, all of your neighbors and friends and relatives and family members, all of your Social Security information, the data, the birth date, the place, etc. Income tax returns, medical records, all of your medical records show everything about you, when the last time you were depressed, etc., etc., etc. Then the Census Bureau records, the donations of charities, who you've given to, what you've given to because of your income tax returns. They have photos, eye colors, hair colors, the weight, the height, and the signature, all charge card information, all purchases, who you bought from, who you've networked with, all of the social media records, all of the library cards, library records, what books you've checked out, what books you've read, social media, et cetera, all credit report, past dues, foreclosures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now when you look at that big picture and then understand that in the cell phone that you have in your pocket today, ladies and gentlemen, that microchip has everything about you, and eventually those microchips will have all of your police records, all of your financial records, all of your military records, all of your medical records, all in that one tiny chip. Greg, should that be scary?
My goodness. I suppose I look back, and on the political side, I realize – in the 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama, the higher-ups within that administration used every single agency against their political adversaries. They used the DOJ, the IRS, the FBI, the ATF, right down the list, all the alphabet soup agencies they used against their political adversaries. Now, those are just a bunch of simpletons for the most part, using the tools that they have power over to try to, you know, beat up on or to weaken their political adversaries. Think about an individual who is personified evil, having that power and much, much, much more. And keep in mind, as we move again on politics today, the folks in the Democratic Party today, every single one of them, on the Democratic stage for president, candidates for president, have indicated they would like to see basically a national takeover of our health care. Some people go, okay, that's a sixth of our economy. Why would you want the government to the economic thing is just such a small portion of the argument. The reality is when government controls every detail of your health care, they control you.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed.
Greg, hang in there a minute. We've got another call on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Praise God, Dr. Youngblood. Hallelujah. It's time to lift up Jesus and glorify God or praise him. Even
Amen.
as yesterday you were dealing with that important topic, as we sit and watch Jacksonville take over by lawlessness and crime, and the sleeping church remain comfortable and altogether unconcerned about what's going on, as our sheriff lead Jacksonville into lawlessness with the LGBT parade and things like that. Oh, God, thank God for that one day. We're looking for him to come again. Praise God. We realize that it's just time to join here and glorify him. Praise God.
Amen.
It's time, as I say, to invoke
Luke 21:28. Look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Yes. You're exactly right. I am so thankful for your calling, for the recognition of where we are and the need to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you for your call. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Hello? Evidently, we lost the caller, Greg. But we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that which is taking place on a global basis, and we're going to talk about it in a moment. It's in America today, what is called the social credit system. Greg, you familiar with that social credit system that's being used in China today?
I am. They're going to score every aspect of your life, whether it's, you know, your purchasing, your finances, your social media presence. That's a huge thing. Right now, today, you know, we have a modicum of free speech. However, even the social media platforms are bumping people based on things that they don't like. And typically they're, you know, loose lax, lost liberals, as you might say. But when government is doing that, oh, be careful. Oh, be careful. But scoring every element of your life. And if you don't have the score that, you know, that they deem appropriate, then all of a sudden you can't do things. You don't get your EBT card. That's the sort of system that they're putting in place.
Absolutely. In China, Greg, and ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. In China, with that social credit system, as they call it there, the social credit system provides points for those that visibly obey and are compliant with the Chinese laws, with the Chinese rules and regulations, and those also that report those that do not. For example, if you want to get your social credit system points increased, you report on your neighbors, you report on your family members, you tell them there's a secret church in the basement, you tell them that person owns a Bible, you tell them that person has jaywalked, you report to the government that that person does not have a proper driver's license, you report to them that that person has a car that he's borrowed and he doesn't have the right to own a car because of the social credit system, and the numbers increase with those points, and the points are allowed. Then if you have enough points, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is real, this is relevant, this is in China today, and it's in America also, but not known and recognized. It is the social credit point system. It allows those in China to buy a car, to rent an apartment, to get a job, to buy food, to travel, go to college, and go to the best schools. But wait a minute, this same system is now in America also. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, in Revelation 13, chapter in the 16th verse, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark in the right hand and the head, or the forehead, and that no man might be able to buy, sell, or that he has, unless he has that mark or the name of the beast in, or the number or the name in his head or his hand. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're in that position today. We're talking about eschatological truth, where it's headed in the last days. And in America today, it is taking place just as in China. Here's an article that says, America now has a social credit system much like China's. In China, the three-digit number between 350 and 950 can determine whether a person's loan application is approved, whether they can travel outside the nation's borders, and even whether or not they'll be able to land a date on Friday night. That number is their social credit score, and they earn it through a system in China that began implementation in 2014. Under the social credit system, if a Chinese citizen does something that authorizes or deems to be good, paying the bills on time, for example, donating blood on a regular basis, their score might increase. Conversely, if they do something bad, such as criticize the government or walk their dogs without a leash, their score might drop. Many Americans might find the power of China's social system astonishing, but a newly published Fast Company story argues that people in the U.S. are already beholden to a similar system. It's just established and endorsed and enforced by the private companies instead of government. And by that, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it is enforced by things like social media. It's enforced by things like Yahoo, Google, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You ever been put in Facebook jail, Greg?
Numerous times. I tell you what, sometimes it's amazing. You get tagged by, you know, people that don't like what you have to say will all of a sudden report you on your social media, particularly Facebook, you know, is where I find myself. And you'll get tossed in Facebook jail for a week or for 30 days, and you'll be scolded. Don't post this sort of thing. And think of how that, you know, on steroids throughout the entire culture will be the way the Antichrist operates. And by the way, a little side note, I know you're running out of time. It's interesting that John references in that Revelation text the mark in the hand or in the forehead, and that's today biometric data is seized predominantly. They want fingerprints, palm scans, and retinal scans. Fingerprints and retinal scans are like the apex, the top level of identifiers. They can't be duplicated. You don't Absolutely. Find people running around with the same fingerprints or the same retinal scans anywhere in the world. So that very well may be exactly what the Antichrist uses in identifying folks around Absolutely. The world.
Absolutely. Greg, our time is up, but ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.